This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. You know, businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's business in our backyard is resources for women. I have Melody Miller with me. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you. So first, tell me how you came to be with Resources for Women.
I actually was attending church, and there was a lady there who was volunteering at the center, and she told me about it, and it just sort of touched me. So I went and found out about it and decided to be a volunteer there. And so I volunteered for 4 years, I guess, and then the director left, and the director position became open, and I took it.
Now when was that?
2018, I became the director, yeah.
That's neat. So what do you enjoy most about Resources for Women?
It's just the blessing, everyday blessing of helping people and ministering to people. You know, you just never know what's going to come through the door, who's going to call. And we just try to be a resource, you know, for whatever people need for that particular day.
So it's not just about unplanned pregnancies.
Not anymore, no. We've just found that people call us for all kinds of resources. Lately, it's been homelessness.
Really?
Uh-huh. So we've just been a resource for putting them in touch with the kind of resources they need to help them get by.
Safe does a lot of that.
Yeah, they do. So we put them in touch with Safe. We put them in touch with local churches, whatever their need might be, you know. But we still handle pregnant women and also women who might think they're pregnant, but they're not. So they're, you know, single, sexually active women that we talk to about their sexual integrity, that kind of thing. So that's open. We have classes, teaching a prenatal parenting classes right now. Have some couples coming in for parenting classes right now, so that's kind of fun.
So what do you teach in parenting? That's interesting.
Everything. You know, we start from teaching them how to bond with their baby in the womb. And so, you know, that baby can hear you. It can feel your moods. So we teach that. They now are teaching what they call the Dunstan baby language. And so after the baby, if we'd only known this, I know. So I tell these girls, you have everything. You have ultrasounds, you know, you have everything. So anyway, it's called Dunstan baby language. And after the baby's born, when it cries, it makes three different sounds. And so if you know what those sounds are and the baby is telling you and communicating what it needs. So when a new mother knows that, it changes everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're teaching that. And
never knew that.
I know. And there's a class I teach. It's called Parenting Without Shame. It's a way of teaching children without shaming them into behaving and being good. And it's a really interesting and good program because I think so many people were raised maybe in a way that just was, you know, a shaming way of behavior, parenting. And so now they have a new way, and it's working beautifully. And so that's what we're teaching. It's through Bright Course, which is through our affiliate, CareNet, which used to be Save a Life.
So does that involve corporal punishment or not?
No.
It does not.
It does not.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you wish everyone knew about Resources for Women?
Well, we've been in this community for 21 years now. We've been serving the community. It is, except for the director, an all-volunteer staff, which is just a wonderful thing when you think about it, to operate for 21 years with volunteers. People have a heart for what they do there. And that's how we operate. Also through donations, of course.
Right, right.
But, you know, we just couldn't do it without the people who volunteer. Also our board of directors, you know, who are volunteers. So we're just so grateful. You know, first and foremost, we're a Christian ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we operate.
Right.
We're just there to help and be a resource. Things have changed since the state of Alabama. You know, there are no abortions in the state of Alabama now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, how y'all felt about that.
Yeah, well, we feel very good about it,
uh-huh.
You know. But we're there to help, you know.
But have you gotten more calls since that happened or fewer?
As soon as the leak happened,
mm-hmm.
we got some calls because there was sort of a rush there.
Mm-hmm.
For girls to find out whether they were 10 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we ministered to those girls. And but after that, it's really kind of slowed down.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We would be fine if we just helped pregnant women who wanted their babies.
And what if they don't? What adoption resources?
We've been parenting with Lifeline Children's Services,
okay.
But... we have several adoption agencies that we
in Silicaga?
Resource to.
Uh-huh.
They're not necessarily in Silicaga, but Lifeline is the one that we've been partnering with the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to our facility, they meet with our clients, and that is definitely an option for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption.
Because, you know, some women, I mean, they're not ready. They're just not ready to do
they're
it.
Not. They're not. But it's not the end of the world.
No,
and
it absolutely is not.
And we can help them through that period. And Lifeline can help them through that period to have the baby and then place the baby. And adoption is not anything like it used to be. Adoptions are open now.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
the mother, the birth mother can be any part of the child's life or not.
Okay.
So it's just really, we don't go into all the details of the adoption. We
mm-hmm.
let Lifeline do that. But it's just not like it used to be. The birth mother has all the... She calls all the shots. She picks the family. She does everything.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just a wonderful arrangement
mm-hmm.
and an option for moms so that they don't have to go that abortion route.
And I'm talking with Melody Miller of Resources for Women, and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Melody Miller of Resources for Women. And I wanted to ask you, what is the biggest problem you've solved lately?
Ooh. We this one we partnered with Safe on. It was just a while back, but we had a mom at the hospital who had had twins, preemies.
Oh, wow.
She failed her drug test, which
uh-oh.
Means she cannot take the babies home.
Oh.
So her sister called us. One of the twins was at UAB, and one was at the hospital here in
uh-huh.
Chicago.
Uh-huh.
But her sister was going to have to take the babies home and had nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So we partnered, and they were preemies, too. So
oh my gosh.
Preemie stuff is a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you find... So we partnered with Safe, and we got car seats and clothing and beds and whatever they needed and got that over to the home so she could bring the babies home and have a safe place to bring them.
Oh, wow. Now, is the mother going to get them back at some point?
They do an emergency safety plan at that point, and then
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they work with her, and she does more drug testing. And
mm-hmm.
because the best place for the babies is with the mother, but...
You
know, sometimes,
sometimes.
When
I was at a different radio station, I was trying to help this family, and her daughter got involved in drugs, got pregnant, had the baby, and then it was discovered the baby was 6 months old and still only 10 pounds. She wasn't feeding it enough.
That was not the best place.
No, yes. It was definitely not the best place.
Yeah.
And even though her grandma, her mother was also on drugs, so her grandmother got the baby. And even though her grandmother was elderly, it was still, that was much better.
Wow.
Place. But, yeah.
That's terrible.
It was. But, I mean, I'm glad the child, you know, got into
it. Someone discovered
place.
It. Yeah.
And actually, we need to do that. Actually, a police officer discovered it.
But, we need to do that. You know, we're all mandated reporters when we see something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
We need to say something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who's your mentor?
Wow, I've had so many along the way, but I would say my most recent one has been Evelyn Hurston.
Oh, really?
Who worked at our center, and she just retired last year.
Mm-hmm.
She was our follow-up coordinator at the center. She was at the center in the very beginning and started the Earn While You Learn program.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people remember Evelyn. She was there for years and years.
And what is the, I know y'all do fundraisers all the time. You did one this summer. And what's the next fundraiser coming up?
The next one coming up will be in November. It's, you can save the date. It's Thursday, November 16th.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate life. That's our, it'll be our annual fundraising banquet.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be at First Baptist Church of Oak Grove.
Ooh,
and using
okay.
their facility, they've been so kind to let us use their facilities. And our speaker is Sarah Bible. And so we're really excited about having her there. And we're going to have a party. We have a birthday party because we're going to celebrate life.
So raising funds, how much do y'all need to raise every year?
We really work on a very small budget, somewhere between $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Okay, all right.
Does it. And, but, you know, we could always use a little more because it's
sure.
a little tight, especially during the summer it gets a little bit tight. But we have so many wonderful donors. We don't get any government money at all. We always depend on our local churches and local donors to help us make it. And we've made it 21 years, so we have a lot of generous people who have a heart for the unborn.
So if someone listening wants to donate, how do they do that?
They can call. Our number is 256-208-8888, or they can go on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's Resources for Women Sylacauga. Also, we have an email address. It's resourcesforwomen@gmail.com.
Okay.
We have a website, resources, the number four, women.
Dot
let me see.
.com.
It is .com.
Okay.
Yes.
Because a lot of charities are .org.
Yeah, this is .com.
Okay. Very good. So.
And so we have all that available. If you want to go on there, you can donate. And
now all the money stays in this area.
Oh, yes. Well, we serve this county, also
County.
Yeah, Coosa County. Mm-hmm. We do get a few North Shelby County clients, but and some Tallapoosa County.
Okay.
But they do have a pregnancy center down there, but we do get some from there.
Okay.
But whoever needs help, that's who we, whoever walks in the door or calls, that's who we help.
You're a very special person. You know that?
Thank you.
I mean, you
so
have
much.
An incredible heart for helping people, and that's unique.
Well, God calls you to do things, and
that's true.
You know, sometimes you don't answer that call right away, but
see, God called me to minister to children. I do good with fifth and sixth graders.
Oh, that's wonderful, because that's not for everybody either.
He calls us all to different things. That's the body, you know.
That's true.
Each part of the body does
exactly.
something different.
The foot, the hand, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, our pleasure.
And I just want to say, I'm so glad you were born.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I was a bonus baby. I was my mother's bonus baby.
Yeah, me too.
She remarried after her first husband died, and he wasn't a Christian. So she always called me her bonus baby.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thank you for joining us for Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give us a 5-star rating if you enjoy what you've seen and heard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.